Tom, back in another All-Ireland C final, putting your title on the line, going for three in a row.
Good to be able to do it. You know, it's a great testament to the lads that years in a row being consistent enough to be thereabouts. Great credit to you to that bunch of players.
And tell me, have you got many survivors from last year, indeed maybe from the very first year?
Possibly have nine from the first squad, and we would have maybe 12 guys then, 13 guys back from last year.
So a pretty experienced bunch.
It's a real tough job, actually, starting 15. I haven't seen a bench as strong as this in the previous two seasons.
And of course, yeah, you have quite a number of the senior squad backboning the team as well.
You know, Kieran Ramey, Jack O'Loughlin, you know, Conor O'Grady was there before this one. You know, Sam, Paul Nelson, you know, they're all huge and have the experience of playing at senior level as well.
Yeah, and quite a lot of exciting young players coming through as well.
You've the likes of Aaron McCauley, Oisin Rooney, Lee Lynch, an old young player, as we call him. They're missing one, really. He would have been a find for us this year, young Jimmy DeWard, another lad that was on the senior panel. Going to be missing, unfortunately. He was knocked off his bike in Sligo, and he's recovering and fine this year. His energy, and he's one of those guys that you need, a guy that never stops, he never gives up. If you told him he had to play in goal, he would go in and do it. He just wants to play for Donegal.
Just the one game, you got a walk over against Longford, played Tyrone last time out, big victory.
Yeah, to be fair to our lads, we played beautiful hurling, scored 223 for, you know, the majority from play, our own team, and it was by no means a Tyrone team that scored their last point in the 71st. But on the day we just played, it was so funny, we were actually admiring it as fans more than a management team, because possibly the best display I've seen from these lads in the 3 years I've been there.
And Sligo, your opponents, they've had a couple of games.
Yeah, they had a rerun, a semi-final last year against Fermanagh, which they won easily. They played loud last day and they won extremely easily. They somehow find themselves playing an All-Ireland final on their home pitch. And do a three in a row to do it the hard way.
And of course, Donegal and Sligo, time was that they used to be meeting regularly at senior level. Donegal have moved up a notch or two, so you mightn't be that familiar with them, are you?
Last year, I kept an eye on the lads that are crossing over onto the senior panel. You know, they're not a million miles away, Tom. Declan Nathan, the Galway man, they're not a million miles away. Level it comes down to on the day, things going right here. But it is, go down there. And to be honest with you, this bunch of lads, I would be kicking up and having to go down. The trust we have in this group, told them the fact that we would have to go to Sligo. There wasn't one more. That's fine. We could do a job. Let's get on.
Jamie DeWard depart. How are you fixed injury-wise?
We had a very good session with at the moment. A couple of injuries. Paul Doherty, and namesake Stephen is coming through after a knee, but Jamie will have a clean bill ahead. We will leave it as late as possible. It doesn't matter. To be honest with you, Tom, could start 20 fellas genuinely tomorrow, but this afternoon we could.
Quietly confident.
As confident as you can be. With the trust in them, they're a great bunch, and whatever they have represented Donegal with pride, and they've given a lot. I'm just hoping that they get their chance again, and that the lads that are experiencing it for the first get the opportunity to experience it, and that the lads that have been there experience feeling again, you know.